Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's topic, online gaming, specifically online poker. It's not such a good thing for some of the casinos in northern Nevada. Our guests are Eric Dale, the general manager of Baldini's Casino, and Jeff Seary, the CEO and president of Club Palmiva in downtown Reno. And on our pundit panel today, we have Robert Eichhoven, Clara Andreola, Scott Craigie, and Sean Gray. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concept are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I welcome you, Nevada Newsmakers. Of course, our topic today is internet gaming, and our guests are first Eric Dale, the general manager of Baldini's Casino in Sparks.
Good morning, Ray.
And also Jeff Seary, the CEO and president of the Club Palmiva in Reno. Welcome to you both, gentlemen. Now, first, as you two guys were in a meeting this summer where Harry Reid told Reno gaming execs that he favors the legalization of online poker. Let me start with you, Jeff. Why does this comment by Senator Reid make you nervous?
Well, if you're going to make online poker legal, it's just a stepping stone, I would think, to making all gaming online legal, so that we end up having competition with slot machines, blackjack, and all the different forms of gaming online. And if that happens, then all the bricks and mortar locations here in the state of Nevada have something to worry about, because we've spent a lot of money on our locations, and if we're going to be competing, and we've already seen that competition already in the Reno area, particularly with California having gaming. So if we're going to be competing with people online, it's going to make running a bricks and mortar location very difficult.
Okay. Now, Eric, do you feel that if online poker is eventually legalized, do you think it's going to stop people from coming to Baldini's Casino or the Palmiva or a number of any casinos in Reno area?
Yeah, the convenience. I mean, Americans and all people, once we've made something very easy and convenient, you know, we take advantage of that to the nth degree. There's 500 billion Facebook users. They're going on 700 billion minutes a month. That's an hour apiece for 500 million people. The 500 million users, as soon as it becomes legalized, I do believe people are going to go on. They're going to sign up. They're going to put deposit money online. Facebook doesn't cost you any money. Online poker was going to cost you money. It's going to cut into their gambling budgets. It's going to cut into their time budgets. It's going to be convenient. And it's going to be fun. I'm not telling you that it's a bad adventure for anybody to do. It's very, very convenient. You see people doing it right now. They can do it in the comfort of their own home. They don't have to leave. But for us running a casino, yeah, if I want to go down and leave today and it's a horrible weather outside and I want to go down to a local casino and play poker, maybe I'll just play online. I don't have to leave the comforts of my own home.
Okay. But now, not all of Nevada gamers are against this. As you know, Jeff, is that MGM International and Hera is gung-ho for the legalization of online poker. And let me read a quote from Jan Jones of Hera, the former mayor of Las Vegas. Her quote is, quote, "If we don't leverage the Internet, then we run the risk of becoming an old person's entertainment." If you could address that.
Well, I mean, obviously, Hera's and MGM, they have already built infrastructures to have online poker if they can get it legalized. And there is a tremendous amount of money in online poker. There's an offshore right now, the number of poker sites that are being operated, and they all run at very high profit levels because, I mean, there's really very little infrastructure that is required to run online poker. It's a matter of setting up a server and having a few IT techs and access to get money in and out, and the cost of running those is very minimal. So, you know, for Harrah's to get into it, it would be a very profitable thing for them, or for MGM, same thing. It'd be very profitable for them to get into that type of business. So they're obviously looking at it from a bottom line aspect. I think that both those companies would still have to be worried that they don't want to see online casino gaming that would be more competitive with their operations throughout the state and actually throughout the United States with Hera's, because they're in many jurisdictions throughout the United States.
Okay, but now, Eric, if you allow online poker, legalize online poker, it's kind of the camel's nose under the tent, is because isn't it very easy to take a poker site and add a 21 game and all the other casino games that you have at Baldini's?
Absolutely. And once you have a trusted, secure account, you've made a friend with that provider, you begin to trust them. People will trust the World Series of Poker immediately. If Harrah's launches, they have the greatest name in poker. And they launch a site called the World Series of Poker, it's already tried and true. You're going to trust that person. Then comes blackjack. Then comes backgammon. Then comes any game you can think of they can add to that site. Once you have your money online, you've been treated well, you've come to trust that site, yeah, you'll trust them that they're going to deal a square game of blackjack. You'll trust them that they're going to deal a square. Why would Harrah's jeopardize their corporate name and how huge they are on not running a square game? So, you know, once you have that trusted account, you see Party Gaming, publicly held out of the UK, the largest online casino in the world. They traded at 8 times their current level back in 2005 when the United States was able to be online.
Okay. Jeff, let me ask you, why don't you just have a Calneva website or a Baldini's website and join the competition of online gaming, online poker?
You know, if it happens, we're going to have to look at that and see if we can do that. And one of the things that's going to be difficult to do, though, is it will be competitive. And there's a lot of smaller poker sites out there that have tried to come online and have failed. A lot of these poker sites right now do offer large incentives to get people to come and play on their sites. And once they've got you there, then they kind of have you hooked. They have your name and your address and everything else that they need, so they can keep you there. So it will be a very competitive environment out there. And if you have, you know, 200 different sites out there all trying to offer poker, it's going to be a very difficult market to get a decent share of, so that you can all be profitable.
Okay, let's take a break right here. We'll come back. We'll talk about the tax implications of online poker. We'll be right back after these few words with more of Nevada Newsmakers.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Chad.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager, and welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guests today are Eric Dale, the general manager of Baldini's Casino in Sparks, and Jeff Seary, the CEO and president of the Club Calneva in downtown Reno. We're talking about internet gaming and its implications if legalized. Now, one of the positive effects people say about the legalization of online poker or online gaming would be the taxes that Nevada reaps from this. And, of course, the state is in trouble financially. We need new taxes that, you know, don't tax regular people or businesses. What about the tax implications of this, Eric?
You know, this really hasn't been worked out at all. There is going to be the ability to tax online gaming profits. Who would get it? Is it just in Nevada? Do just Nevadans get to gamble on this website? If so, it's just displacing current revenue, current gaming dollars that we have in Nevada. If it's national and people from every state could gamble in a Nevada online casino and we could profit from that, that would be great. Why wouldn't every state have their own? Or is this going to go federally to where the federal government says we want our hand out first because we're going to allow it in the United States? And then Nevada, you get a sub-portion of that. So now what we would get as regular gaming revenue for the state of Nevada would be sliced first by the federal government and then by Nevada. So, but it may be greater if we could have global gaming. Maybe we could get a larger piece of the pie, but it's uncertain currently where the money would come in and how it would come in.
Okay. Jeff, how do you stop it? I mean, internet gaming, right now it's a billion-dollar business, offshore illegal accounts. Why not legalize it and get that money? Again, it seems like gamers are going to have to go to this eventually.
You know, I don't think you can stop it. I think that it's already started rolling, and I don't think you're going to stop it. So then the question is, why not legalize it and collect the revenues? I mean, I think that goes back from Nevada's perspective, is do we want that competition with all the casinos that are here? Are we going to hurt our revenue base, our employment base in the state of Nevada by having online gaming that's competitive with what we have here in the state? It can't be healthy for the state to be competing with ourselves, and we're going to lose a tremendous amount of revenue. And the employment that's created by the gaming industry, we're still, the largest employer in gaming is in the state of Nevada. And if you start losing bodies in casinos, you're going to hurt the economy here in this state.
Okay, but Eric, there is a point that these new websites would generate jobs, but it's a question about how many, because how many does it take to run a website?
Right now, I ran some numbers last night, and we looked at Party Gaming. Party Gaming is the world's largest online casino. They employ 1,300 people. That's less than the Peppermill to run a global business. Facebook, 1,700 people run the entire thing. And these jobs that will be created, they're going to be for well-educated technical engineers IT professionals, marketing directors, people who are going to be very well paid to go out and make very high profits. They don't need very many people to deal cards. Last night there were 100,000 people. At 10 o'clock last night there were 100,000 people playing on one website. And as I looked at that 100,000 people, I said, if that was a real place, if that was a real casino with 100,000 people playing poker, they would have needed 21,000 dealers. Because they had, they had 21,000 tables going. At 21,000 tables going, how many jobs would that have been? You know, we're looking at crazy numbers.
At least three shifts.
Three shifts, supervisors, physical plant to put them in. They're all playing on a server. They're all actively gaming at 21,000 tables on one website. There's a lot of people doing it, but the numbers really aren't growing out there. If you were to look at the number of people playing online today versus a year ago, when it's still been illegal to do in the United States, the numbers have been fairly flat. There are no new markets except for ours, and you're going to see publicly held online gaming companies betting on coming to the United States. If you look at their stocks and you read their reports, they're betting on coming here, bringing in online poker, then online sports betting, and online casinos. They're betting for the future that they're going to be able to do that. And they're mentioning names like Frank and Reed in their statements, saying this is going to be a very positive thing for our publicly held companies.
Now, you mean Barney Frank and Harry Reid, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Jeff, could you compare the threat of online gaming to Reno casinos to that of tribal gaming in California?
I don't think that online poker in itself would be the same threat, because the amount of revenue that is generated in the state of Nevada by online poker is like $137 million. It's a very small amount of the gaming revenues. But the threat is the further threat of additional casino gaming. That is where we would be impacted tremendously in the state of Nevada if all of a sudden we're competing with blackjack and slot machines and everything else. Then the revenues that are being generated in the bricks and mortar casinos it'll go away. We're just not going to see that same volume. So you're going to have a very limited number of actual casinos, I think, in the state of Nevada.
Okay, got to cut it off right there, gentlemen. We'll be right back with our Power Pundit panel just after these few words. Thank you.
Join us for a surprise tribute dinner in honor of Chef Paul Aboud, benefiting the Greenhouse Project. The 7-course dinner honoring Chef Aboud will be held at the El Dorado Hotel and Casino on Sunday, November 21st at 5 p.m. The dinner with wine pairings will be created by all the chefs who have trained under Paul. Tickets are available at Adele's, the Stonehouse Cafe, Lulu's, the Cracker Box, Silver Peak Brewery, and Jay's Old Town Bistro. For more information, log on to CarsonCityGreenhouse.org.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $17.95.
We deliver 30 years.
Piping hot, all over town.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Getting the best in local news anytime, anywhere is now as easy as this. The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even pull newscasts. Just another way News 4 is dedicated to getting you the information you want to know. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 Mobile.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 30 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $17.95.
We deliver 30 years.
Piping hot, all over town.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back. We have a noisy pundit panel today. First, let me introduce Robert Eitoven, political consultant with J3 Strategies. Welcome to you, Robert. Next is Clara Andriola, CEO, Associated Builders and Contractors of Nevada. And then we have Scott Craigie, partner with All Risk Consulting. And last but not least, Sean Gray, the executive director of the Nevada Democratic Party.
It's the Washoe County Democratic
Party. Excuse me. Okay, Washoe County Democratic Party.
You'll get there.
Sean, let me start with you. You know, there was a Republican tsunami that swept over the nation, but it seemed like it was kind of swept over Nevada. We still have Harry Reid won. We have a majority of Democrats in both houses of the legislature. How do you take this?
Well, Nevada had one of the best field games in the nation, and we were able to reelect Senator Reid, and very fortunate to keep both the majority in the Assembly and the Senate. So still great things to come for Nevada, thanks to all the hard work that was put into the campaigns.
Okay. Scott, do you think that the legislature, the Democrats in the legislature, even though they don't have a super majority in the Assembly, could they still override a tax veto by Governor Brian Sandoval?
Well, I think Brian Sandoval is going to be very conservative in how he goes forward. And he was in the paper again today, talking about what he wants to do. And he's going to be very conservative, and it's going to make it very difficult because we've got a lot of money that needs to go into education, a lot of money that needs to go into major health care programs, a lot of money that goes into all of these major packages that we just never get to. And we always kind of like leave these very low-income people without the benefits that they really need.
Okay. Clara, do you think that with this majority in both houses, even though it's not a supermajority, do you think that taxes will be voted on by the Democrats?
Well, I think the fact that Brian has such a wealth of experience, I think his approach is going to be much different. Obviously, we've already seen some of that and some of that discussion where he'll be working hands-on with those elected officials. But the fact that we have such a large amount of new freshman people coming in is also, I think, going to be a dynamic in the play. I think that's going to be a very interesting dynamic, and I don't think anyone, quite frankly, can predict how that's going to outcome. But the outcome of that. But I think the fact that he is going to be such a hands-on, I think we'll all see him in the legislature. I think that he's going to try and do what we can to actually work together, and I think that that's what's needed for us to be successful.
Robert,
yeah, they have to get 3 votes, Republican votes, in the Senate to get a tax increase through, assuming all the Republicans or Democrats line up behind it. And you can easily count 3 senators who've had a history of supporting tax increases. Same with the Assembly. You have to get a couple Republicans. You have Republican members of the Assembly who have a history of supporting tax revenue increases. So I think it is difficult, given that Brian Sandoval nearly ran to the right of Jim Gibbons on taxes. So you got to count your cards anyway. You got to have 2/3 to get it through anyway. I don't think that's really the partisan battle. I think whatever comes out of there is going to have Republican and Democratic support. Redistricting. The partisan battle is redistricting. The budget battle, it'll be mainly along party lines, but it never is solely party line votes on these taxes.
Okay. Sean, let's get to redistricting. Do you think that I feel this is going to be decided by the Supreme Court? I want to get your opinion on that around the table.
I agree with Robert. It's definitely going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a very partisan battle, but hopefully the districts that are drawn are representative of the people that live in them, and as well as our extra congressional seat that we'll be picking up. So,
well, Scott, we usually don't draw districts like that in Nevada.
One of the really tough things about the way Nevada grows, and those of you that run campaigns, I know you run into this a lot. You've got situations here where there will be growth patterns that really are what describe and determine what actually is going to go on in there, and they're going to swell up in some areas, and some areas are going to collapse, and that's just the way that Nevada runs.
Well, as part of redistricting, Clara, is that northern senators like Bill Raggio, they want to expand the legislature to keep northern Nevada keep a strong voice for Northern Nevada. Southern Nevadans don't seem to want to go along with that. What do you think about expanding the legislature?
I think the fact that those in the rurals and certainly in Northern Nevada have always been concerned, I think that this just elevates it to the point of a major concern. The fact that that we have, that Southern Nevada obviously always seems to get a lot more than the North is a concern. Now when you start talking about redistricting, that really is a major concern, where you can have 10 years that you're going to live with that decision and that result. I think that we are going to see that I think I agree 100% with everyone. That is going to be the real bring your popcorn, watch the show, and let's all hope it all works out for every Nevadan, because that is the major concern.
And that's more of a regional battle, you know, expanding the legislature than a partisan. It's an easy argument to say. Aren't there enough politicians in Carson mm-hmm. City? You want to send more? Mm-hmm. That's an argument you'll hear from Southern Nevada. I think Republicans and Democrats, they want to keep the power base, no matter if they have an R by their name or a D by their name. And then also, increasing the legislature doesn't automatically give you more power in the North. If you create four new Senate seats and you get one here, but three go down to Southern Nevada, are you better off? So, you know,
it does keep your representation up.
It does, but there's a fiscal argument. Look, I think there's a lot of issues. I mean, the way the lines were drawn in 01 is almost criminal, in my view. And also, double districts. Is it constitutional, as we have two state Senate District 5s in Clark County, you have two, you know, a double district, they have two senators. If you live in Henderson, you have two senators. Is that constitutional? I think that's an argument they need to you know, look at in this next session. You have two state Senate District 7s, both in Clark County.
Okay.
So you have a lot of people in Las Vegas who have two senators.
Well, we got to make a call to Jim Hardesty. That's what I got. We'll be right back after this.
On the next face-to-face, where do Las Vegans go when they get sick? To the airport. Now some big employers are hoping to put an end to that old joke by helping employees size up health care in Southern Nevada. It's called BetterCareNow.org. Next, face-to-face.
Now, for the first time at iMasters, get 50% off a complete pair of glasses. Choose from our top designer frames. Also, get 50% off lenses. It's our first ever 50% off sale. iMasters. Why pay more?
These people are helping feed Northern Nevada, and you can help too. Wells Fargo, News 4, and Scolari's are joining forces for the 2010 Holiday Food Drive to benefit the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. We'll be at the Scolari's on South Virginia Street Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Bring by any non-perishable or canned food items and help feed our community. Do your part during the Holiday Food Drive to benefit the Food Bank of Northern Nevada.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us,
Marty,
people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
I like to watch a big game on a big screen. And better yet, a big HD flat screen. You can see the sweat. So get yourself into RC Willie, where they have a huge selection of HD TVs at prices that will blow you away.
We have an impressive selection of top brands, including this Panasonic 42-inch high-definition plasma TV, now only $499. TVs are in stock for immediate delivery, and professional installation is available.
RC Willie, your home, your way.
Hey, thanks for watching. Tomorrow's guest is Democratic State Senator-elect Sheila Leslie of Reno. She's a champion of the elderly, the poor, the sick, and even puppy dogs. We'll see you tomorrow.